Hi there, and I wish you a lovely Friday as we continue on with our teachings all around intuition. So at this stage, hopefully you've listened to Wednesday's audio where I explain a little bit about what we're going to do this month and around kind of the fear that comes up when we think of the word intuition. As I explained as well in my audio the other day, when I teach people the tarot, I teach it from an intuitive place, which means I'm getting people to tap in to what they're really seeing in front of them in a card, okay? So I'm going to take all the practices that I have learned through developing my gifts and my skill, if you want to say, and how I've brought that into my more everyday life so that I can tap into the deeper intuitive voice that I have to be able to utilize it for myself. So one of the things is we as people can be very intuitive, and this is something actually that's quite clear. You may think you're not intuitive. You may have a little sense that you are, but don't really know how to use it. Or you may be in that category where you are very intuitive and use it all the time. But the idea of this is no matter where you are, that we need to use our intuitive voice in every part of our life. So, for example, you could be very good at listening to your intuitive voice around career moves. You might feel in the flow. It's just some parts of our life go better than others. And you're in flow with that. You feel in alignment with what you're doing. And you listen to your inner guidance. But when it comes to romantic relationships or personal relationships, you don't listen to your intuition at all. And a lot of these things stem from, I suppose, emotional places too. So we'll have emotional blocks that cause us to shut down our inner voice or not really listen to ourselves. So what I'm going to try and do over the course of this month is to really get you to connect to what intuition is and how you can start to use that in everyday practices, because you already are, even if you don't realize it. And then as you build up that kind of skill or heighten the skill you already have with listening to your intuition, that you can then really bring that down into yourself and use that for yourself. So I would be obviously intuitive around what I would see for some people maybe in my life, whether it's clients or friends or family, and you just get like a sense or a knowing of this is what's happening here, or this is what they're feeling, or this is what's going on. But actually, so many of you listening now would get the same. You're reading somebody. So when we meet somebody for the first time, we judge people, okay? We're getting a read, we're getting a sense of them, we're judging what we think of them. Sometimes we can be on the ball and sometimes we can be off. But if you met someone and you'd no preconceived ideas about them, no knowledge of them, and didn't, you know, really like them or dislike them, you're just quite neutral, you would probably get a really good sense of who that person is from their body language and things like that. So that's a way that you're already using that instinct or that gut feeling within you. The difficulty, I think, with intuition and what I'm trying to teach you over this month is because part of the reason you're a part of It's Time for Me, my hope is to take you to the next stages in your life. So we all want to look at ways we can fix things in inverted commas or feel better or get our little quick fixes around these things. And I want to start to elevate our energy now to go, okay, what's the next step? When we kind of get, we know that we're going to be healing things throughout our lifetime. We're never going to fully stop that. As we learn and evolve, more things come up for healing. But I want to bring you beyond those steps of feeling like I've just all this stuff to heal and I'm working through everything all the time. And then that gets sorted, I have another thing to heal, and that gets sorted, I have another thing to heal. By really coming into your intuitive self and your intuitive guidance and coming back into that flow space, you will have a lot more progression through your healing more quickly, more easily, and seeing better results and rewards for yourself. So this is really, really why I wanted to teach this month and really teach it properly. So we're going to start off with just exercises around how you can use your intuition and your senses with other people or just situations in life. And like I said earlier, I'm going to teach you some of the things that I would have used to say, okay, how can I use my intuitive voice for me? Because like I said earlier, I'd be very good at being intuitive for other people, but definitely have had struggles in the past with seeing that guidance for me. And really over the last few years have learned more and more and more how to create that space for myself and be in flow. That does not mean I am flow all the time. And as I mentioned earlier on, if we have like any blocks around things. So for example, if you're just really good in work and you're just very motivated, very determined and very confident, you'll be more in tune with your intuitive voice because you're feeling secure in the situation or secure in yourself, that when creative ideas come to mind or you get a feeling about a job or a feeling about, you know, something going on at work, you'll listen to that. But if, for example, in your personal relationships or romantic relationships, you suffer with, you know, low self-esteem, maybe you've been in difficult relationships in the past that you don't trust, you kind of question, you have a lot of fear around it, there's a lot more emotion attached to that. And what that emotion is doing is that's becoming louder and creating the fear-based stuff, and the intuitive voice gets quieter. And the hard part, particularly when people are in difficult situations, is that voice gets so quiet, you're really struggling to find it, let alone hear it. And what I want to do is to make that voice, of that intuitive voice, loud in every area of your life now, okay? So in your financial life, your personal relationships, your romantic relationships, your work, your health and well-being, your spiritual aspect of yourself, your social aspect, family, like everything. I want that voice to become loud. That voice to say, is this right for me? Is this not right for me? And we're going to break it down into really simple terms. So what I would like you to do today, and if you're listening to this at nighttime, you can do it tomorrow, is have a conversation with somebody. Okay, so probably not somebody you live with. So maybe you need to phone a friend, for example, or maybe a family member, and just have a conversation. As they're talking, just really hold space that you're listening to that person. Okay, and I want you to just see what you feel about what they're saying. Is there something going on for them emotionally? I just be clear, this is not like I'm getting you to like predict where somebody's at. What I'm trying to do is get you to develop the skill of tuning in, because that's what intuition is. It's tuning in, okay? And it's better to use somebody outside of yourself initially to practice these things on, because then you can more come back into yourself. So, you know, you could just have your conversation with them, get off the phone and say, how do I think they were feeling emotionally at the moment? Do I think there was anything else going on under the surface that they didn't talk about? Do I feel anything intuitive came to mind in your thought process? Because we all have these thoughts, but we don't think they're our intuition. And maybe jot them down, okay? That's simply all I want you to do for this couple of days. On Monday, I'm going to have another exercise for you. So we're going to spend probably the next week really just building up these little blocks that are going to form that skill set around it. And then as we move on, we're going to be bringing that closer into you. Because my want and desire for you over this month is that knowing your intuitive voice, like knowing when it comes up, where do you sense it in the body, how are you going to listen to it, and how are you going to develop it, is going to have such an impact on the rest of your life. And that's, like I said earlier, why I'm doing it. Okay, so these things might seem a little bit off the wall, okay, but these are really good practices over the next week. You're going to learn, very, very simple, by the way, they may seem too simplistic, that we can then build for the kind of the second half of this month, of really delving into your own intuition. And that's where things will get quite interesting and really calm and gentle as well. So I hope that all makes sense. If you ever have any questions about anything, just send me a text message or an email and let me know if you've any questions about anything. Or if you do this exercise, let me know how you got on. I'd be really interested to hear. So just remember, you are intuitive already. And the whole purpose of this month is to really tap into that now, for the ultimate goal of being able to use it in your daily or your weekly life, even to guide you personally in the right direction. And also to build up trust in your own voice, because a lot of times we put what we want outside of ourselves. So it's like, well, if I'm recognized in that way, or if I'm rewarded in that way, or somebody tells me something, then that must be right. Listening truly to you and finding that space within. Okay, so I wish you a beautiful Friday, and I look forward to talking to you.